on books from NPR Berlin, made possible in part by Shakespeare & Sons, I'm Hannah Komonitzik.
2017 is here, and with it come new resolutions, new tasks, and new routines. It is often in these first weeks of the new year that we like to take stock of our lives, reflecting, contemplating, measuring. Nicholson Baker's A Box of Matches is such a self-study. It observes life up close, without ever leaving the comfort of its narrator's own home. There's nothing extraordinary about Emmett. He's a middle-aged man living in Maine with his wife and kids, a pet duck, and a cat. His life is determined by strict routines, and each of the book's chapters starts with the same premise. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, he lights a fire with a match, makes himself breakfast, and writes a few pages on his laptop. It is in these early hours of the day when his family is still asleep that he contemplates his own existence. The most mundane thoughts cross his mind about seemingly trivial everyday life activities. Giving his son a bath, feeding the pets, grocery shopping. Just like its setting, A Box of Matches is a quiet book. There's no central conflict here, no dramatic plot, only the narrator's detailed observations made during his daily routines. But this is exactly what makes Baker's novels so intimate and universal at the same time. With a slightly cynical and humorous tone, it shows us our own existential fears and the absurdity and beauty of life. For NPR Berlin, I'm Hannah Komonitzik.